Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting third. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Christensen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Christensen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cash trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luzinski. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luzinski. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Wallace scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock scores. Morales moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sparing hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jay Johnstone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. John Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lozinski. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renko bunts towards first. John Stone scoops it up and throws to first, with Cash covering, for the out. Kelleher moves to third. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Larry Christensen. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockhock. Taylor moves to second. Dave Cash batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mitterwald fires to second and picks off Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Lozinski scores. Johnstone scores. McCarver moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ron Schuler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuler bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparing covering, for the out. McCarver scores. Bauer moves to third. Two outs. It's Phillies, 4, Cubs, 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparing strikes out. One out. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Lozinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wallace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers bunts towards first. Johnstone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Wallace moves to third. One out. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wallace tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Bauer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone strikes out. 1 out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 5, Cubs, 5. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauer hits a line drive off the glove of Kelleher, and into shallow left field. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Ron Schuler. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tolan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing strikes out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schmidt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Phillies. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing left field. Manny Trillo pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and has McCarver trapped. There's the throw to Sparing and over to Madlock, who tags McCarver for the out. Bauer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Garber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to home to get Bauer. Garber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maddox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock strikes out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Rick Monday pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyrone strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.